something like that. Anyway, it's the 28th of November, so you must sort of tune in around at about that time. Well, as time usually catches up on me near the end of the prog, what I'm going to do is mention everyone who's been in touch and people I appreciate for their various help during the programmes. Jill, who has been very important to me recently and has done a lot of work and helped me, thanks a lot. Patrick, Grant Simmons, Cheryl, Ruth L, Rapunzel, Raymond Barwick of Lancaster, Nev, Pinky, Valda, Pneumonia, Philly Stein, Penny Lane, Andy Higginson, Simon of Bourbon East, Quok, Dirty Dick and the Gay Men, of course, The Stallions, who have written to me this week, yes, I'll get your tape back to you, I wanted to do something else with it, but if you want it back, then fair enough, Neil Cooper, Lenny Gore, Anna Dinn, Roger Schofield, Jimmy Gyro, Kathy Field, The Mask, Mirren Boyd, NG Burke, who, a local show business star, Chris Lysat, Aphrodisia, Zaza, Hansel, Paul Grady, Brian 2J, Thomas, Raymond Woods of Ormskirk, and Ruth and Barry in Blackpool, and Sandy up there as well. And don't forget, the Loop aerial kits are extremely reasonable and very, very effective from P.O. Box 539, Blackpool, Lancashire. And little Liz, and Peter, and Rita as well. That's a... get away with it. And of course, the amazing John P. from The Relations, who first introduced me to free radio back in 1979. Plus also, there's the guys at Radio Eleanor, Peanut Ken, and a few other chaps, and the people who sort of moved over this weekend, over to Radio Telstar North, which is Mr. Weston, Mr. Rogers, and we've got the Bish there, haven't we? We've got the old Jace, and a full motley crew, and some people who've been very helpful to me with advice and assistance on various things. That's Chris and Muriel from West Kirby, and they're grateful. Thanks to them, and I hope you managed everything safely yesterday. Amazing day yesterday. People just kept emptying my house. And last, but by no means least, the guy who's technically brilliant, has put it all together and has worked very, very hard, Mr. Andy Davis, and of course Marion, who's put up with me at various times of the day and night. And I'll just let you have a listen to some instrumentals by Pete Shelley, and I'll cue up something else. Back again. Golly, he's a lot more professional than he seems, isn't he? So thanks to all those people, and I'm very, very grateful to every one of you, because without you, it would not have been possible, and I honestly mean that. Thank you very, very much indeed. I think I've mentioned everyone. Oh, I hope I have. Ah, CF, yes, El Plumpo, Mr. Francis, who's, he's all over the place these days, and I'm going to contact you soon, young sir, with the information, and don't forget the Akkas. You know what I mean, lad? Don't forget the, we got a little deal going, you know, me and CF, yes. I decided to get some scaffolding so he can get in his car, and he's going to pay me for it. So here's a band that I think should be doing enormous things for America. The Motels and the Days Are Okay. Thank you. sorry about the quality, but the sentiment is very true. The days are okay, and the nights are made for love. And in fact, 24 hours are going to be made for loving awareness out there in the North Sea, and you'd better tune in to Radio Caroline. Because I'll probably be on in the middle of the night, knowing my luck. Usually what happens to me, isn't it? Yeah. The motels and the days are okay, and I've got to sort of cut that short, because I'm going to put this one in. This is too good to be true. Robert Johnson, and I'll be waiting, and I'll be waiting for you to write to me on RC Radio Caroline. Track. I'll be waiting, and I'll be waiting for your letters out there in the North Sea on Radio Caroline. We're coming on the air, it looks like the 28th of November, around about 12 noon, and the dulcet tones of Mr. Johnny Walker will be featured. I think it's Johnny anyway. And you can definitely know the ship, because no doubt they'll be starting with Imagine by the great man himself, Mr. John Lennon. So there you are, that's to look out and listen for. It's either 419 or 519. I've been told 519 for weeks, but evidently it was 419 in an article I read in the London Press this week. Now, a quick letter from Mr. Ken Thomas of 113 East Lancs Road, Nice Green, Liverpool. Dear Robin, sorry to hear you're leaving J1000 to go Radio Caroline. Is it true this time Caroline's coming on December 3rd? I'll just explain that. Can you please play the Caroline theme tune dedicated to Radio Caroline? The Wolfman's supposed to be there. The Wolfman's going to tape shows, and they are going to be there. And I suppose this is it. It's ta-ra from me. And thanks ever so much to everyone who's been there. You're a nice bunch of people. And remember, free radio has got to keep going. And it's up to everyone. That's the DJs, the people behind the scenes, the people who make the tea, everyone. And you've got to keep free radio going because that's what it's all about. And so's this. This is what it's all about, and this tune means a lot to me. Indeed it does. So it's Rockin' Robin saying goodbye, and I'll speak to you one day from this wonderful lady herself. Ta-ra, it's been really nice.
I think it is the point where us gentlemen, as 2 minutes before 6 o'clock, should stand up and wish the blind. Mr. Blind, when you're ready, come into the other studio after taking your headphones off and getting your records together. Well, I think we'll all sort of...
Well, from me, Mr. Blind, to Jason, it's a goodbye and a good luck. We all hope that you make it, and we hope that you end up on Radio 1 one of these days.
You will. Anyway, I'll be on Caroline next. Any messages, Mr. Bishop? Come on, Mr. Bishop, come on. You've got 1.5 minutes before Nicky takes the chair.
Well, I'd like to wish you, Mr. Blind, the best of luck, and I'll follow him soon.
I'll be before you, pal. Yes. Anything from Mike Day from Radio Caroline here to give a message?
Not Mike Day.
Well, sorry?
Not Mike Day, it's Roger Day. We'll get it right in a minute. Yeah, this is... Good luck, and don't drown too often, will you? Basically, you know?
Right, great. So this is Free Independent Station J1000 coming to you on a Sunday. Thanks very much to Robin Blind. He will be getting himself together. He'll probably pop in the studio this way very soon anyway. It's, 30 minutes before 6 o'clock. I've decided that tonight at 8 o'clock we're going to scrap the 271 transmitter and everything else, as we've just about had enough with its unreliability.
Yes, this is quite correct there. Actually, Mr. Andy Davis is either going to smash his 271 transmitter up on the airwaves when we tune to the frequency of 241. And if he doesn't smash it up, all them listeners out there, if you'd like a nice 271 TX, you've got three days to write in. He's rather disappointed that the 241 just goes nationally, whereas the 2711 can't.
Thanks very much, Jason. Okay then, 10 seconds before 6 o'clock, Station J1000, a gentleman now who suffered from a lot of interference last week. His name is Nicky Reed.
271.
We play the music. This is the place. Stay a while for much more.
And more.
J1000 with the music that always sounds that little bit better. Check it out, tune in and turn off.
Dynamite.
Wow.
6 o'clock on a Sunday evening. A very good evening and welcome to the best in the Northwest on Pirate Radio. It's station J1000 on 271 meters medium wave at 1107 kilohertz on the AM band. I'm Nicky Reed and welcome to my Relics program. Tonight. An absolutely ecstatic show lined up for you, and thanks for the mail this week. Yes, indeed. Very much appreciated. If anybody would like to write into me, Nicky Reed, care of Relics, station J1000, and the address is 28 St Andrews Road, Claughton, Birkenhead on Merseyside. I'm with you each and every Sunday between 6 and 7. You might remember the competition I set for you last week. What was the very, very first Rolling Stones single? Well, unfortunately, nobody got it. I thought it was quite easy. It was way, way back in 1963. And it came from this one. It was the Rolling Stones and Come On.
Everything is wrong, me and my mate are partying. All day long I'm walking the line. Who gets my car started? Later from my job and I can't board a ticket. I wish somebody come along and run it to the record. Come on, just me and my baby party. Come on, I can't get started. Come on, I can't afford a ticket. I wish somebody come along and run it to the record. Everything is wrong. I think about every night I live in, thinking about every time I fall. Sounds like thunder, some stranger guy trying to reach another number. Come on, since I've been without you, come on. Always thinking about you, come on. Don't sound like thunder, some stupid guy trying to reach another number. Really wanna see you around, don't be maybe. I'm doing everything to make you see that I belong to you, honey. You belong to me. Come on, I wanna see you, baby. Come on, I don't mean maybe. Come on, I'm trying to make you see that I belong to you and you belong to me. Come on, I gotta see you, baby. Come on, I don't mean maybe. Come on, I gotta make you see that I belong to you. Belong to me and come on. Come on. Come on. Come on.
That's the first one off tonight. It's the competition results from last week. The very first Rolling Stones single, 25th of May 1963, a record called Come On, written by Chuck Berry. And that got as high as number 21 in the charts. New competition this week coming up at around about at 6:45. It's 6:04 on a Sunday night. It's Nick Reed playing some absolutely superb Relics for you tonight on 271 meters medium wave and 1107 kilohertz on the AM tuner. This is taking you to 1971 with Curved Air.
Yeah.
Curved Air, the group that came from Holland with the absolutely superb, attractive lead singer. Her name was Sonia Christina, taking you to 1971 when that record charted at number 4. Now then, I've got a letter in front of me at exactly 6:08 on a Sunday night, and it comes from Philistine of 69 Clumsty Road, Littleton, Liverpool 21, and it reads as follows. Dear Mickey Reed, underlined, or is it Nicky Reed, or even Ricky Reed? Well, listen here now, Philly, it is Nick, N-I-C-K. If you want to put a Y on the end of it, you're more than welcome to. And it goes as follows. I've been trying to get Robin Blind to get J1000 to do a rock show, and up till now have been unsuccessful. But I suppose your show could be the next best thing? Cheek of it, or is that compliments? I don't know. He's asked for a certain record, which we'll be playing a little bit later on for you, Philly, so keep tuned in. But seeing you like a little bit of rock, this is from an Australian, Scottish band, a little bit of mixture, and the lead singer so unsuccessfully died last year.
Line out the mix when you turn out the lights, and
I'm
a band I had a pleasure in seeing and interviewing on the Empire a couple of years ago, Australian and Scottish nationalities, and they're called AC/DC. So unfortunate was the death of their lead singer a couple of years ago. His name was Bon Scott. But AC/DC haven't really stopped touring or haven't really looked back since, because a gentleman called Brian Johnson took Bon Scott's place, and he came from a group called Geordie, and they've done pretty well I would say. A couple of tours are lined up for them next year, I believe. Anyway, that's AC/DC from a couple of years back, and hopefully that will keep Philistine quite happy. But if you keep tuned in, Phil, you can guarantee that on this programme there's going to be some plenty of rockin' headbanging music, you know. I'm going to play this one for a couple of people. This is for Paula and Anthony Hughes, who are out there in Lydiate. And this one comes especially from your dad, Derek.